Welcome to the BenGreenfieldFitness.com podcast. This is your weekly free audio exposure to cutting-edge fitness, diet, and wellness news. Hey, whether you're an Ironman triathlete or you're just trying to shed a few pounds, this podcast is going to present you with the latest exercise and nutrition content from the nation's top experts. My name is Ben Greenfield. I'm a personal trainer, certified nutritionist, and exercise, diet, and wellness guru. Each week, I'm going to be bringing you cutting-edge fitness, nutrition, and wellness advice. Stay tuned for this week's podcast from BenGreenfieldFitness.com. Hey, podcast listeners, this is Ben Greenfield, and in today's podcast, we're going to actually be combining the listener Q&A and the interview because I received a question from a listener on this week's podcast that I think would best be answered in the way that I am going to answer it later on in this podcast. So it's some really exciting content that I think you'll find highly informational. In addition, we'll be going over some of the new content at BenGreenfieldFitness.com and a special announcement. So stay tuned and remember to listen to the new feature at the very end of this podcast where I'll be revealing a new system called Synergy. New features and additions to BenGreenfieldFitness.com and special announcements. Primarily, the main thing that you may want to know about is that I'm now giving away a free copy of the book Shape 21. Shape 21 is basically a 21-day or 3-week program that you go through that tells you each day what you are supposed to eat and how you are supposed to exercise. And it gradually builds you in fitness over the course of 3 weeks. Each day you open to the new page and it shows you your meal plan on one side, your exercises on the other side, pictures and descriptions of the exercises next to each exercise. And then also at the beginning of each week there's a grocery list so that when you go to the grocery store you actually have in your refrigerator and your pantry what you're going to need to implement a lot of the simple recipes that are in Shape 21. When I wrote this book, one of the things that I took into consideration is that everybody starts at different fitness levels. There is a beginner fitness level in Shape 21 that you would start from if you were completely sedentary or you had broken your leg and been sitting around for 2 months and now wanted to start to get back into shape. The intermediate level is for the average person who maybe works out a little bit at the gym but hasn't actually tried out a lot of the more functional free weight and body weight type of exercises that are a big part of Shape 21. And then the advanced routine literally is a highly intensive routine that gets you in very, very good athletic functional shape. So the main purpose of Shape 21 is to shed fat as quickly as possible while maintaining or even gaining lean muscle. It's not a bulk you up bodybuilding program. It's also not a cardiovascular, you know, triathlon style training program. It's basically designed to put you into the best shape of your life so that you can approach any sport, any activity, and feel like you can tackle it to the best of your capabilities. And so why am I talking about Shape 21? Because I'm giving away free copies of it on BenGreenfieldFitness.com. All you have to do is post comments on the blog or on the new forum at BenGreenfieldFitness.com/forum. And I will, on August 24th, this month, at about noon, I'm going to be sending out 3 free copies of Shape 21 to the top 3 authors of any of the comments or any of the forum postings. So get on there, get some discussion going, get your chance to win a free book that's going to give you exact day-by-day instructions, meal plans, recipes, cardio routines, resistance training workouts. It basically lays it all out for you in Shape 21, and I also have a pretty comprehensive FAQ section in that book. Okay, another slightly narcissistic addition to BenGreenfieldFitness.com is that I now have a Twitter page. And if you're not familiar with Twitter, Twitter is almost like mini blogging, where you can send out text messages from your cell phone or from your computer that alert people to your activities. And a lot of people are using this for social networking, just to, you know, find out what their friends are doing and keep in touch. What I'm using it for is to kind of give you an insight into what a healthy life is like. And every once in a while during the day, I'll be posting a Twitter comment about a healthy meal that I've prepared, or a new restaurant that I've found that has a healthy menu, or a new brief bodyweight style workout that you can do in 10 minutes to boost your metabolism. Just little things that will allow you to learn how to live a more healthy lifestyle. So you can check that out. My Twitter page is www.twitter.com/BenGreenfield. There is a link to that at BenGreenfieldFitness.com in the same post where I talk about the free book giveaway, Shape 21. And then finally, for those of you who listened to the interesting podcast on recovery with Jerry White, I've started to dig into some of the things that he talked about. And the first was magnetic wraps or magnetic bracelets that you can wear during competition to assist with recovery and enhance blood flow and oxygen delivery to tissues during exercise, which would enhance sports performance and increase recovery while decreasing soreness. Well, I found out that Dara Torres, the Olympic swimmer, the 41-year-old Olympic swimming phenom, actually uses these magnetic wraps and bracelets. And I put up a really cool YouTube video of her in action, as well as a photo of her wearing the bracelet. And some links on where you can get those. So that's the new content at BenGreenfieldFitness.com, and I know that all of you are on the edge of your seats wanting to know exactly what this combined question of the day and interview is going to be. And I'm going to reveal it right now, and then we're going to go straight into today's interview. Remember to listen in after the interview, where I'll be just talking a little bit more about a new system that I'm revealing called Synergy. Okay, so the question of the day was, what supplements do you take and why? A very simple question with a very complex answer. So let's go on to today's topic of the day and special content interview from BenGreenfieldFitness.com. Enjoy. Hey, podcast listeners, this is Ben Greenfield, and like I promised, I'm going to combine this week's question with an interview, because basically the question that I was asked was, what supplements do you take and why? And there are so many different supplements that I take, and I know some of you may balk at that and be a little bit critical of pill popping, but I want to actually outline and highlight the amount of supplements that I take, why I take them, and hopefully open your eyes to the supplement industry and what kind of things that we can put into our bodies that can actually have a positive effect on our bodies. Now, there is an article that I've written on the benefits of taking nutritional supplements and the rationale behind taking them that I'm going to put in the link to this podcast show notes. So I'm not going to talk about that as much as the specifics of which supplements that I take and why. And I'm kind of excited today because I have a co-host on the program. Wesley Peterson is a fellow personal trainer, and he's actually the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu instructor down at University of Idaho. And Wesley was actually over at my place tonight and was kind enough to actually empty out my entire refrigerator of every supplement pill bottle that I take, set them on the desk here beside the computer, and he's actually going to pick these things up and throw questions at me about what they actually are and why I take them. So Wesley right now is sitting in front of a bunch of products from a company called Millennium Sports. What do you got over there, Wesley?
Well, Ben, it looks like I have a few different things. You know, one of the first things I want to actually ask you about is probably Carnage. And one of the things I want to ask you is, like, what is Carnage, and why do you take it?
Okay, so in the show notes, you'll read that I do take some products from Millennium Sports, and primarily these are sports performance products. Now, don't turn off the podcast and quit listening to the podcast if you don't play sports, because there are a lot of nutritional supplements that actually are used for weight loss and for general health. But there are a couple made by Millennium Sports that I do take for sports performance, and specifically a couple of these, one of them that Wesley just asked me about, Carnage, I took a lot last year when I was doing a lot of sprint and Olympic distance triathlons. And The reason for that is that Carnage actually boosts your intramuscular alanine levels. And what alanine does is it buffers lactic acid. So when your body takes sugar and it converts it into lactic acid, one of the things that happens is the blood becomes more acidic, because when lactic acid is broken down, one of the things that happens is it produces hydrogen ions. And the alanine in this Carnage actually buffers these hydrogen ions, so it allows you to have higher levels of lactic acid circulating through your system. It would be beneficial for any athlete who's doing power or speed type of training, as well as any athlete who's going to be exercising for any sport that puts them at a high intensity for 2 minutes or longer than that. And so that's why I take Carnage, but I really only load with Carnage for about a week or two prior to my shorter triathlon events. There's another one over there by Carnage. Which one do you have?
Creaseps.
Read the label on that one.
Well, it says it's mostly a target response, Cre alkaline.
Cordyceps. Yeah, it's actually, you know, this is an interesting one. It's a combination of creatine and cortigen. And this is, interestingly, another one that I really take primarily before sprint or Olympic distance triathlons. And Creaseps is basically creatine. And essentially, it's a creatine that is a little bit more soluble in fat, and so it doesn't cause your body to retain a lot of the water weight that a normal creatine actually does. And in addition, it's designed for endurance athletes, because the creatine in Creaseps includes a cordyceps mushroom derivative. And cordyceps is a product that's been used by Sherpas who climb Mount Everest for hundreds of years to actually increase endurance, and more specifically increase adrenal activation or kidney activation, kidney hormone activation of lung tissue during exercise. So it's an interesting product that would be perfect for, again, like a sprint type of endurance event. So, I mean, like
fast
US.
Pace.
Yeah, exactly. Like when you're doing jiu-jitsu, you guys are going for, how long are you going for in a match?
Well, depending, sometimes it's 5 minutes, sometimes it's up to 7-8 minutes of high intensity anaerobic activity.
Right, exactly. And so when we're talking about anaerobic, we're talking about an activity that occurs at a very, very high intensity. It uses a lot of fast twitch muscle. So the Creaseps and the other product, the Carnage, those are two that are kind of extreme. They're really for the sprint type of events, but I actually have used them for my endurance athletics and found a great benefit in terms of power production. But if you want to grab that bottle over there, Wes,
yes,
read
the,
that one to me.
Cortigen, the endurance oxygen ATP VO2.
Okay, this stuff's called Cortigen VO2. And again, this is another product from Millennium Sports. And I'll put the show notes to the link to the Millennium Sports website in this week's podcast. But Cortigen, again, is that product, that derivative that enhances your oxygen absorption and utilization. And this is just a more concentrated form than is found in that Creaseps. And it includes some other endurance compounds and electrolytes, actually. I take this about a half hour prior to an endurance event. For instance, I'm competing in Ironman Canada next Sunday, and I will be taking 3 of these Cortigen VO2 pills about a half hour prior to the starting gun at Ironman Canada, and I've noticed a huge boost, especially in the lack of breathlessness that I experienced during the swim. So it's kind of an interesting product, and I'm a huge fan of the Cortigen VO2 for endurance sports of all distances, not just the sprint or the Olympic distance events.
But some of the longer ones as well.
Exactly, like Ironman.
And one of the other ones I have here is Somnidrin GH.
Okay, so I used to just take melatonin when I really needed to get a good night's sleep and get into a deep sleep. Now I take this Somnidrin GH product. And what happens is, when you're exercising, we talked all about recovery last week and the importance of deep rapid eye movement sleep. Well, in addition to some of the things that were discussed in podcast episode number 9, This is actually a product that enhances growth hormone release while you sleep, so you get better recovery and repair of lean muscle. And I take this on a completely empty stomach, because if you have insulin circulating through your bloodstream, and that would be any time really that you eat a carbohydrate-based food, that's going to happen. Your body isn't that responsive to this product. And so you have to fast for about 2 hours prior to taking it. It knocks you on your butt and you fall sound asleep within about 15 minutes. You wake up the next morning. I usually wake up about 6 or 7 hours after I take this, and I have a huge boost in energy levels for the rest of the day.
Now, would this product be something that somebody would use, you know, in training or pre-race or post-race?
Exactly. I will take it the morning before a race. I know that people like to know, like, the practical effect that some of these supplements have on the body. Typically, you have a pretty large bowel movement the morning after you take this product. I'm not going to candy coat that at all. It just happens. And you feel really, really rejuvenated the next morning, though, when you wake up. And I do take this prior to my really important events and prior to a big training day. I don't take it very often because, like any sleep enhancer, your body, if not physically, can just become mentally dependent on any type of sleep aid. So be careful when you're taking a sleep aid. But this stuff's called Somnidrin GH. The GH stands for growth hormone, and it actually amplifies the release of growth hormone while you are asleep. And I think is that all the Millennium Sports products that we have out there?
The
Citrovol. Yeah, I actually just have a little sample pack of Citrovol. But Citrovol is another one that I have taken in the past. You've probably heard of Viagra before, and basically the way that Viagra works is it causes a release of nitric oxide that's targeted to your erectile tissue. And this is actually also a nitric oxide based product, fortunately, especially for a cyclist out there. It's not targeted to the same area as Viagra. It actually enhances the nitric oxide release in your skeletal muscle tissue, so it enhances oxygen uptake and glucose or sugar utilization while you're exercising. It's kind of a cool product. It almost feels like you have a tingling or like an enhanced blood flow to the muscles after you take this. And it's another one that I've used extensively in sprint or Olympic distance events or during explosive power type of sports. And just looking over the other products that we have on the desk right now, you can take a big sigh of relief if you're not incredibly serious about, you know, triathlon or extreme sports, because the rest of these products I highly recommend to all of the clients that I train, all the people that I work with in nutrition, because they're all highly beneficial for just everyday health and wellness. So what do you got, Wes?
Okay, I've got the Mount Capra Caprobiotics Plus.
Okay, Mount Capra. You know, it's a probiotic product. The reason that I take the Mount Capra probiotic product, and I'll put a link to their website in the show notes, is that they're a local company out of Central Washington, and I like to support the local companies as much as possible. I don't take a probiotic every day, and the reason for that is because I consume yogurt. So I'm getting a lot of the lacto type of probiotic compounds that I need out of yogurt. However, there's two situations where I'll take a probiotic. The first is anytime I have any type of immune system deficiency, I want to actually enhance my immune system and enhance my absorption of nutrients, vitamins, and minerals by increasing the number of good bacteria in my stomach. And that's what a probiotic does, is it allows you to digest the food that you eat a little bit more efficiently and also have a better, healthier digestive tract. If you are anyone that has, for instance, a lot of gas, a lot of digestive problems, irritable bowel syndrome, anything like that, I highly suggest that you try out a probiotic. I take 4 of these, usually in the evening, before I go to bed. And so that's one situation, is anytime I experience an immune system deficiency. And the other situation, similarly, is if I have to go on an antibiotic. I very rarely will take an antibiotic, but I do have a lot of clients who occasionally will find the need to go on an antibiotic. Antibiotics kill
everything.
Everything. All good bacteria. And so basically what you want to do if you're on an antibiotic is support the growth of the good bacteria while killing the bad bacteria, and a probiotic will allow you to do that. So I highly recommend that, even if you're not taking it every day, that you have it in your refrigerator just in case you need it. And we don't have it out here on the desk today, but Mount Capra actually makes the or one of the whey proteins that I take. They make a goat-based whey protein. And I'm going to get one of the scientific advisors for Mount Capra onto the podcast one of these days. But goat protein is actually absorbed far more efficiently than like a bovine-based cow protein. So it's much, much closer to a human protein. So we'll have to talk about that one of these days on the podcast. But today we're just focusing on nutritional supplements. So
okay. So I want to move into the Hammer Nutrition. And I see we've got two recoveries. And the first one, I think, is Endurolites.
Yeah, the Endurolites. Yeah, electrolyte. It's actually not for recovery. The Endurolites, you know, technically it's more of like a sports product that would probably fall into the same category as like a Gatorade or a sport drink. It's basically electrolytes without the sugars. So it has a lot of the same things in it that you would find in like a Gatorade or a Powerade product, but you don't have the sugars that come in those products. And for a lot of people, that's important because a lot of people are sensitive to fructose or some of the other sugars that are found in those products. Or there are occasionally times when you want to get electrolytes without getting calories. And so these Endurolites basically are sodium, chromium, magnesium, and potassium. And they would be something that you would want to take when you're exercising in hot conditions. During Ironman, I will take one of these Endurolites every 15 minutes. And during a lot of the other endurance events, even something like a half Ironman and occasionally an Olympic distance event, I'll take the Endurolites one every 15 minutes to keep my intramuscular electrolyte levels up so that I don't cramp, so that I have an optimal muscle contraction. And logistically, it just works well because the other sugars that I take in during an event are not in Gatorade or Powerade format. And so, I do a lot of nutritional coaching with endurance athletes, and so this is probably a discussion for another day, but the basic idea is that Endurolites are something that you should have with you if you're out there racing in a triathlon that's taking you anything longer than about an hour.
So. Okay, and then I have Hammer?
Yeah, actually that's not a Hammer product. Okay, We can talk about recoveries.
Yeah.
That's made by a company called Wicked Fast.
Okay.
And Wicked Fast sent me some of this product last year, and I tried it out for about a week, and I was about half as sore as I usually am after exercise. It's basically very, very quickly absorbed what are called branched chain amino acids as well as glutamine. And it's a recovery product. But it's, even though I'm a big proponent of using real food for recovery, technically after you exercise, you're supposed to eat a mix of protein and carbohydrate. The problem is a lot of times it's hard to get your hands on a turkey sandwich or on almond butter or anything after exercise, and a lot of times I will just pop these recovery pills and grab a piece of fruit, and that'll at least tide me over until my real post-exercise recovery comes into play. And so they're super, super convenient, and especially after a race, for instance after Ironman Canada, I will have a bottle of these recovery pills in my backpack. And I actually take 8 capsules after very, very difficult events and 4 capsules after just a normal training day. And kind of an interesting tip I can give you is when you're taking recovery products, if you want to get the most bang for your buck, I suggest that you take them after exercise that actually tears down the muscle tissue. Something like cycling or swimming or non-weight bearing doesn't cause a ton of damage to the muscle tissue. Running, weightlifting, basically negative, eccentric type of exercise, that's what tears the muscle tissue. So that's when you want to, if you're trying to ration out your supplements, because I know these things can kind of add up on the monthly bill, that's the time when you want to take those recovery type of products, is after the muscle tearing, more difficult type of exercise sessions.
Okay, now another Hammer Nutrition one, the Race Caps Supreme.
Okay. Race Caps Supreme is, the primary ingredient in that, and the primary reason that I take it, is it has coenzyme Q10 in it. And coenzyme Q10 is a structure in your cells that is crucial to the uptake of oxygen and to normal daily metabolism. So the mitochondria in your cells is responsible for producing energy. You're not only going to get a huge benefit from this if you're an athlete, but you're also going to get a huge benefit from it if you're trying to boost your metabolism or you're trying to put your body into an optimal state of wellness. The ingredients in the coenzyme Q10 actually do have almost like an anti-aging effect, where what happens in your body as you age is your mitochondria break down, you lose your ability to carry as much oxygen as you could previously, and the coenzyme Q10 is a great product for adding into a normal wellness supplementation protocol. The other thing interesting that they put in here is vitamin E. And what's the percentage dosage of vitamin E in there?
It's like 443%.
Yeah, 443% of your recommended daily value. You know, vitamin E is one of those fat-soluble vitamins that can be toxic in high amounts. It's 133 international units in this, which is not enough to be toxic. But the reason there's so much vitamin E in there is because vitamin E is an antioxidant. And when you increase cellular metabolism, you produce more free radicals because you're using more oxygen. And so vitamin E put into a product like this actually helps balance out the increased oxygen that you're utilizing. So that's the basic idea behind the race caps and why we have them.
Okay, now I have the NREFA, essential fatty acids.
Yeah, NREFA. Okay, full disclosure, there's what we're on to now, and these are the last three supplements that we've got on the table. This is a network marketing company. It's a multi-level marketing company. It's called Impax. And this company started sending me some product to use to support my health and wellness a couple of years ago. And even though I'm not a huge fan of multi-level marketing, I actually was really impressed with what happened to my body after I started taking specifically the supplements that I've got out here today. The one that Wes is holding right now is called NREFA. So you'll remember when I talked about the secrets of fat burning, how I said that there's one product, and I think that was podcast episode number 7, What You Don't Know about Fat, is that when individuals who didn't even exercise or go on a diet took just an omega-3 fatty acid supplement for 2 weeks, three weeks, they lost 2 pounds of fat by doing nothing else but taking this product. It's crucial to your metabolism, to your cellular membrane formation, and to your joint health to have some form of omega-3 fatty acids in your diet. And a lot of times, just picking up the eggs at the supermarket that say omega-3 fatty acids on them is not enough. We have a huge amount of omega-6 fatty acids in a typical Western diet, and the ratio of omega-6s to omega-3s is just enormous. So you've got two different options to increase the amount of omega-3 fatty acids in your diet. The first would be to take a fish oil. I actually am a big fan of the Carlson's fish oil that you could actually get it, and I'll have all the link on the show notes. You can get it from the same place as I got the electrolytes and the race caps, and that's Hammer Nutrition. But the other option, if you don't like to burp up the taste of fish oil, is to take a vegetarian-based alternative that is also a rich source of omega-3 fatty acids. And the NREFA is a flaxseed oil and an evening primrose oil, both of which are rich sources of omega-3 fatty acids. So they support your cardiovascular system, they support proper cellular membrane formation, they support a healthy metabolism. And this, again, is one of those products, in addition to the race caps and the probiotics, that I think everyone should have in their refrigerator, not just the... endurance athlete or the person who's competing every day in something that tears their body down. So there's a couple other products from Impax that we have.
Yeah, one of the ones I want to ask you about, Prostalon.
Prostalon, that would be the French pronunciation. I actually call it Prostalan. Prostalan. I take it for prostate health. And primarily I take it because I spend a lot of time in the bike saddle. It is a flower pollen extract that is an anti-inflammatory for smooth muscle tissue. And specifically, it assists in proper prostate function and a decrease in the inflammation that can occur, especially in people who exercise a lot, who want to maintain normal, healthy prostate function. So it's called Prostalan. I did say that most of the rest of these products I would recommend for anybody. You probably don't need to take this if you don't have a prostate gland. At the same time, most of the males that I train, I do recommend they take this Proceland product, especially if you ride a bicycle or do difficult exercise.
Okay, and then we have the Enter Prime.
Okay. Yeah, and I shoved Enter Prime over to the side of the desk because I want to talk about this one last. If there was one product that I could take out of all these, it would be Enter Prime. Enter Prime is a combination multivitamin and superfood. And so basically what a superfood is think of it like taking 10 salads and putting them into a little capsule and swallowing that capsule. You simply cannot get all the vitamins and nutrients and minerals out of your normal everyday produce that you can when you pop one of these Enter Prime capsules. I mean, like, just read some of the blends, some of the ingredients just underneath the vitamins, you know, the vitamin B,
yeah, grass, barley, we have Hawaiian spirulina, soybean tofu powder, dandelion leaf, carrot powder, milk thistle.
Yeah, it's got, you know, shiitake mushroom. It's got spirulina in it. That's what they feed to racehorses. Anyways, I started taking this stuff 2 years ago, and I went from being sick about 6 to 7 times a year to getting sick maybe once a year. I take 6 of these every morning, and it is literally amazing the effect that it has on the body. So the Enter Prime is the one supplement made by Impax, and the one supplement that I take, period, that I highly recommend no matter what you're doing. You will feel a huge difference if you start taking these Enter Prime capsules. And so do I do a lot of pill popping? Yeah, if you count those up, I'm probably taking about close to 12 pills every morning. If you take the Enter Prime, you know, the Proceland, the Enter EFA, the Race Caps, and that would be, and then the probiotics occasionally. And then, you know, the recoveries after exercise, the Cortigen prior to exercise, the Somnidrin before bed. Yeah, I do take a lot of supplements, and you know what? I see a huge difference when I take them versus when I don't. All of them are natural. None of this is blood doping. None of it is illegal injection of hormones. But these are just natural products that actually help the body to perform at its optimum level and also to maintain normal levels of wellness. So, I don't know, Wesley, you got any final comments?
First of all, I'd like to say, you know, thanks for having me, and I'm actually a little bit more interested in some of the supplements that you take. You know, one of the things I was going to ask you just real quick is I noticed the Citrovol has L-taurine alpha-ketoglutarate in.
Uh-huh.
And is that sort of like have something to do with the vascular effect that you're talking about, like Viagra?
Yeah, actually the L-taurine is more of like an energy derivative. It's that one that was outlawed in France, actually. That's why you couldn't drink Red Bull in France for the longest time, because Red Bull has taurine in it. But basically it's a pre-hormone product that enhances your energy levels during exercise. That's one of the reasons they put it in Red Bull. That's why people hop all over the planet and get wings and fly away when they take taurine. So, but yeah, that's the content today from BenGreenfieldFitness.com. So hopefully you got a little bit out of that. Remember to post any of the questions that you have or any of the comments that you have on the blog. I'd love to hear them. We can do a follow-up podcast on some of the information in here. I'd love to generate some discussion. And you can shoot me an email at Ben@BenGreenfieldFitness.com if you have questions about any of the information discussed in today's podcast. So until next time, this is Ben Greenfield signing out. Thanks for listening. Hey, podcast listeners, this is Ben Greenfield. I get a lot of questions every week about the online training and online nutrition programs that I offer to anyone, anywhere in the world. I do a lot of work via email, phone calls, Skype chats, online chatting, document sharing, and basically coaching and training of individuals from all walks of life, whether it be general fitness or for Ironman triathletes. But one of the things that I'm really excited about is I've decided to take the past decade of work that I've done with literally thousands of individuals and package it into a system that I call Synergy. And essentially, I've developed a special system for maximum fitness success that's based off of exact exercise and nutrition protocols that I've observed to achieve maximum results in the people that I train. So the system is called Synergy, and basically it's a customized nutrition protocol combined with a lean body style fitness program that combines a lot of unique exercises that I have both invented and added to my exercise library database over the years. When people go through the Synergy system here in the Inland Northwest, in the Spokane Coeur d'Alene area, I actually have them come to my metabolic laboratory and undergo a series of tests to identify their unique body type, fitness levels, and nutritional needs. And from that point, I create a customized protocol to allow them to achieve the goals that they desire. When you're training online, you have two options. You can either fill out a detailed series of questionnaires that I send to you, or I can give you instructions of how to find a laboratory that can conduct many of the same tests that I perform here at my facility in Spokane in your community, and then you can send me the results of those tests. I can interpret them and package them together into a program for you. If you want to learn more about how online coaching and training works, you've got a couple of options. You can email me at ben@bengreenfieldfitness.com, or you can simply go to my online training and coaching webpage, which is www.pacificfit.net, and that stands for Pacific Elite Fitness. That's pacificfit.net. And at pacificfit.net, there are hundreds of free articles, there's supplement information, and what you're probably going to want to click on is the personal training tab, or if you're a triathlete interested in implementing this system into your triathlon training program, you can click on triathlon and just read about the packages that are offered, because I do a lot of personal face-to-face coaching in the Spokane and the Coeur d'Alene area, but I also work with people from all over the globe directly from the computer, and you would be surprised at the results that you can achieve using the online training software that I implement. It allows you to keep track of everything from your nutrition to the number of miles that you've logged on your bike shoes or your running shoes to graphs and progress charts that let me really delve into how you're progressing to achieve your goals. The system is called Synergy, and people, it works. I've been doing this for many years, and I have observed people come into my lab, my office, or approach me online who have been working with trainers, who have been working in exercise programs for years and years and years, and have completely plateaued, and they have found new levels of fitness, health, and wellness that they never thought were possible. So check it out, pacificfit.net, or email me, ben@bengreenfieldfitness.com, and learn how to get this system applied to your body, because the results are going to blow your mind. This is Ben Greenfield, signing out from bengreenfieldfitness.com.